I should have definitely canceled this. I don't feel like doing this at all.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor. Welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. I had a good line. He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, or less famously known for Location Changes Your Buying Power.
Ooh.
But Brandon from the internet's not here. He's too busy with a surprise hiking trip.
Naked and afraid. Can you imagine Brandon just naked out there in the mountains of Spokane right now?
I think it'd be more like naked and confused, honestly. Mm. I don't know that he would be well, I don't know. There's probably...
Man, all three. Start a new show.
There you go. What channel was that show on?
Put that on our internet channel.
Yeah, there you go. Naked and afraid and a little high.
Yeah. Join us on our OnlyFans.
He's the official AI for Latina, goth, and, well, just women in general to send nudes to for sex. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a spam musubi. No egg. He's a birthday cake in a fireworks factory, the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Niola, Wanchung, Harry, Chelama. Can I pet your cat?
And then there's Gravy. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong and perhaps what we get right. You can tell a friend. You can write a review. Or you can find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. We're on a bunch of different social medias that I never check, but Siege does. Nerdtalkplus.com to find them all. I think if there was a percentage game of who checks our socials, you're at like 90 something percent. What soccer team was like at like 12% possession in the last like?
That would be the Sounders last week.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't even want to.
Dude, you want to talk about momentum squandered. Just absolutely worst possible. Welcome back to Full 90 Extra Time Podcast.
Yes.
Soccer Time Podcast, rather. Yeah. Siege, what's going on? What's happening with you, buddy?
Man, I don't know. I'm just going through some of our old episodes here to see if we got anybody say anything to us. Oh, look. Yeah. Our good friend Ari says.
My mouth.
How's your mouth, Ari? You good? WTF did I send Siege a video of?
Oh, she reached out to me and I forgot to respond to that. Sorry, Ari. I'll probably have responded by the time that you hear this or whatever, but
Let's see. Snowman 707 says 1.5 inch to each middle finger to flip people off better.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's
that was a question of the week.
Yeah, ET phone home. That's like if the tip could glow, that'd be sweet.
Let's see. We got from our friend Brooke Arbeen. Hmm. So Maria sounds cool AF. A glowing review for our Gregor.
Hey.
Despite his blatant discomfort.
Yes.
Another hilarious pod for the books, fellas.
Thank you, Brooke.
And one last one here from our good friend Amanda Lissette. She wants to get the part. Sorry, can't speak. By the way, I would love to get the part where Maria showed up on the show, the whole commotion and craziness as a ringtone. I loved it.
No.
That episode has been deleted from Gregor's hard drive
and memory. I just remember the discomfort. I feel like that's a thing for me, is that I'm not good at remembering details. I remember impressions that I get from something, which is a wildly inaccurate way to remember things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say it's the right way or anything, but yeah, I just, it's the being flooded with emotional damage. That's the part I remember. And then, the specifics, not important.
I'm just randomly scrolling through some of the messages that we've gotten to the Instagram. I heard the term weaponized nerds today and immediately thought of you three.
Yeah, that's
listening
right.
To this show somehow gives me hope while also shaking my head. Yeah. Keep art while also shaking my head.
Yes, please. Thank you. That's good. Okay, good.
One last one here because this seems nice.
Yeah.
You guys somehow make being smart, overgrown children charming and cool. You are the anti-manosphere. Aw.
Oh, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's, I like that a lot.
That's great. I think we need a sound effect for like nice for like nice emails or when it's email time or something like that. Well, that's one idea. No, that's not it either. Now I'm in.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Oh, this week in Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I saw nothing. Taco Bell's our new government.
Oh, yeah, because they were the ones that had to tell the government, like, hey, dummies, it wasn't us. It was our supplier. And then they went and checked out the supplier to be like, hey, no confirmed investigation in Washington State for this. What is it called? Cyclosporiasis. I like that it has asses in the name. Yeah, yeah, that made me laugh too this morning. Washington State has the normal number of that, and this is so rude.
You have a normal number of asses.
One buddy each. It was like something like 36 cases in 2026 of, I'm just, this is roughly saying, about 30-something cases in 2026 of cyclosporiasis. That's asses full of mushrooms when you have sporty asses.
Yes. Sorry, I enjoy that.
Spory asses. Okay.
Psycho spory asses.
Yeah, that's like the normal number that we would have, and they're like, most of them can be tracked back to people taking trips to Mexico. And I was like, God damn it.
Wow.
But they have like 25 of them are from people going to Mexico.
Let's just jump in some racism. While we're just at like, it.
God damn it. You're not helping stereotypes right now, science. Anyway, Washington State, not one of those states. I read that today, and as if it stopped me before. I read that today, and I was like, I'm making a run to the border, but not to Mexico, because obviously that's where the problem exists, but to Taco Bell. So anyway, that's nice. I feel like I'm going to have to release this episode before the others, because I'm kind of discombobulated right now, because I spent like the 10 minutes leading up to then eating oatmeal, then coming here, just Googling about short spine syndrome.
Oh, nice. Because
Seattle currently is, I'm going to say it, annoyingly obsessed with a like deformed squirrel. It's like a raccoon, I get it, or whatever, but like, it's the, there's no way that I don't sound a million on this, or like environment type thing or whatever, right? But as cool as it is to see something take off, like Jimothy the raccoon with short spine syndrome, a couple things. One, Jimothy was a character in Dr. Glaucoma Spielen or whatever the guy's name is. He's like an eye doctor that blew up on TikTok for making fun of the medical industry. And
like physically blew up, exploded?
Company. No, he still is in, he's still a solid, I believe.
Yeah.
Boring. Jimothy was always the name of his incompetent assistant. And so when I heard that Jimothy was a raccoon, I was like, nah. But anyway.
Maybe he is. Maybe we didn't know.
Yeah. And it's fun. It's like that cute little, like, you know, hop. I probably can't say that.
Wait. Hold on.
That doesn't work, Siege. I don't actually get that beep. That's the problem. It doesn't work.
I'm going to have to change it.
Yeah, I'm going to have
to. So wait, can we make this as our next Jimothy mascot?
Oh my God. Tell Gravy what you did to that person.
A lot.
Siege, the worst of us. He nodded
with approval.
Well, he nodded with acceptance, I think. That's what it felt like.
Wheels on wheels.
Oh!
That's great.
Taco truck.
Yeah, all right, everybody. Can we stop getting me in trouble? I don't want to be here, let alone edit. So, like,
you're not in trouble. Okay.
Thank you.
Just email Brandon MG.
Yeah.
At nerdtalkplus.com. Yeah. Let's give his actual email.
Anyway, Jimothy blew up over the weekend, and it we live in a time that frustrates me because you don't have to work for anything anymore. You don't, like, for the joke. You don't have to, like, build anything up. Like, the Jimothy thing happened on Thursday. By Friday, the Mariners had it on the big screen in the outfield. Okay, that's fine. By Saturday night, Jimothy Eat World was 10 different people had that same idea.
Are you listening?
At the Jimmy Eat World concert, like, 10 different people came to the same conclusion and had t-shirts made and printed and everything, you know, like, and they weren't, like, working.
Sound.
They weren't working together. Just, like, they made this happen.
It's parallel, like, thinking.
The whole, yeah, that's great. I've never heard it called that, but you're right.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's not just, like, if you know a cool Keith, or in our case, a regular Keith.
Regular Keith.
Like, he might be able to screen print you something, or him, and then, like, that makes, it's just, like, a standout thing. Now that the fact that we everything is fast everything means that anybody with an idea can immediately flood a space with that idea.
It's
kind of a bummer, because people who are specialized weird used to shine in those moments, and now everybody, anybody that, you know, can, like, the mass production and the AI makes it possible to...
That doesn't work.
I'm so frustrated. It's unbelievable. Okay.
Well, are you listening?
You are not.
Sing it back.
All right. And we're back. Hey, Gravy, can you do me a Google real quick? It's going to ruin your life, but could you do me a Google real quick?
Turn on your VPN.
Could you please find out the average weight of a human poop?
Gravy, do a Google.
Are we using just, Keurigs?
No, I need it in kilograms, preferably, but I don't think most poops are a full kilogram, but we'll
4.5 ounces.
So that's a quarter pound, let's call it?
A quarter pound. Yeah. 128 grams, roughly a quarter pound.
Okay. If you wanted to send... hold on.
I'm Googling the post office.
If you wanted to send 8 average human poops into space, how much do you think it would cost you? Question of the week.
Oh, my God. It's work. Eight human poops into space.
Yeah, if you wanted to hire Elon to take your cargo to space,
are we just launching it into orbit, or are we sending it on Artemis around the moon?
Probably not. It is probably just like a low Earth orbit.
Earth orbit.
Probably a degrading orbit where eventually that poop will burn in the sky, and then it'll be that'd be the ultimate asteroid.
Damn it. Got me with that one.
That's not what I'm going for, but that is the terrible joke I'm making.
See, now I can't just stop picturing the space shuttle upside down opening the cargo bay doors.
So do you...
individual turds floating out of the sky.
Do you know how much it costs roughly to send a kilogram of payload into space is the big question.
Isn't it? Like, it's something ridiculous, obviously. But, like, I'm just going to throw something out here. $69,000.
It's $4,000 to send 1 kilogram into
really?
Space. And so if you had basically 8 average human turds, or poops, I should say, not turds themselves, because you might have multiple turds per poop.
wait, I'm learning something new. Is a turd the individual nugget?
What's your turds per poop ratio?
What is your turds per poop ratio? Wow.
I took my kid to the doctor today, and we had to talk about, he had to point at a picture of, like, what his poops look like.
Oh, my God.
Like, to be like, we all should be doing this, by the way. Yeah, basically. And it's like, are you a type 4 poop? Because that's what we're shooting for.
Oh.
Turns out 5, probably a little bit better than 3. Just, you know, drink your water if you're only a 3. You can all Google this, that's fine. But,
I need a poop chart.
Yeah, I mean, that's a quick Google way, just so you know. But anyway, so if we took 8 human poops, roughly, and sent it to space, it'd be $4,000, all right? If you,
we could do 2 each.
The one that I... See? Now you're thinking. The So the metric I used on the radio was, it's like half a chihuahua. So if you want to say the whole thing, it'd be about $8,000. Little space suit and helmet on it. That'd be fun.
Right? Let's send the chihuahua to space. But wait, now we'd have to account for oxygen and everything. Or maybe we don't. Good call, Greg. Dong.
By the end of the decade, this is the point of the story. This is pretty crazy. By the end of the decade, they're expecting that cost to come down by more than half, taking to about $1,500 per kilogram.
Ooh.
So that's like what, 40% or something like that?
Like in the next couple of years, we can send multiple poops.
So do we send the same number of poops for the year, or do we try and get one poop for cheaper? That's, we'll think about that. But then, this is crazy. They think that, I don't know who they is anymore because I didn't write it down, but they think that by 2040, a decade later, it'll be down to like $300 per kilogram.
Wow.
At the time, I said, we're sending so many chihuahuas to space. It's going to be crazy. But now I obviously have a new metric.
Oh my goodness. How many poops?
So many poops to space.
All I can think of is the poop floating in the pool in like Caddyshack.
Okay.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Here we go. That's crazy.
Film.
Caddyshack.
I've seen Caddyshack. I saw Caddyshack 2 before I saw Caddyshack 1.
Isn't that crazy? That well, I mean, of course, we both did. That was our HBO. Age group. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. That was a thing. Yeah, it's been a long time, but obviously that was only my second impression of Bill Murray, because my first impression was as
Dr. Peter Venkman.
Yes, thank you. As Ghostbusters was the word I was looking for. That was my first impression of him. And then followed by Caddyshack, and then who knows what from there. Stripes probably is another thing I saw.
Could be Stripes.
That was great.
I was about to say Back to the Future.
Oh, Spies Like Us, wasn't he in that?
No, that was Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase.
But he's in it, isn't he? No?
No, I don't think so. There are so many good Bill Murray movies right around then.
Supposedly there's a very funny comedy out right now called The Invitation. Is what Ooh. I've been told. I don't know anything about it. It's I don't is know about
a show, a movie. Stuff.
A movie. There's a like you know comedies never get made anymore because
truth
they're not blockbusters and so on. Plus there's TikTok, so no one makes any long form comedy anymore. But that's a thing. Anyway, by 2040 they think it'll cost $300 to send a kilogram of material to space, and like. Let's start brainstorming what we're sending, fellas.
Oh, my God.
Like,
so if we started a GoFundMe now with the goal of $8,000 to send two full turds, or no, sorry, eight full turds to space.
Yeah, but we only need four.
By the time that we actually get, by the time we actually get that money, we'll be able to send so much more poop.
Would you be willing to help us crowdfund sending poop to space? Question of the week.
I thought you were going to ask me, would you be willing to poop in space or send a poop to space? Of course.
Absolutely. That's not even
get to know your poo. A Bristol stool chart.
Oh, there we are. Yeah.
Poop types and descriptions. Wow. There's so many different types. I didn't realize. So what did you say? Five is better than three?
Yeah. Like if four is the goal.
Four is the goal. Wow.
I think. I mean, what did you call yours? I need to like look it up now on my own here.
Okay, so.
Poop chart is what I'm searching. That's going to go badly. Yeah, this is it. It was the Bristol stool chart. I'm going to hang this up in my bathroom. This is amazing. Yeah.
You come out, you have to mark it on the dry erase board outside.
I'm opposed to sending people pictures of poops. Like, I don't think that's very good. That's not the world I want to live in, but I'm not opposed to circling it on a sign and sending it to you. Ideally, the Bristol stool chart suggests that severe constipation is when you poop like basically what looks like little walnuts and they're separate hard lumps.
Rabbit turds.
Mild constipation is if you can get those all to stick together like
type 2.
Like, what was the candy bar that had all the peanuts in it?
Almond Joy.
No. That has almonds in it. Pretty sure.
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth, thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking. Type 3 is a sausage shaped with cracks in the surface. So like a sausage you left out overnight, I was going to say. Type 4, normal, is like a smooth, soft sausage or snake. Awesome. That's the best. Type 5 is lacking fiber, soft blobs with clear-cut edges. Then you get to, I would say, probably a third of my age group. Probably younger than my age group. You get to mild diarrhea.
There's an episode title.
Type 6, mild diarrhea. And then type 7, you have cyclosporasis.
Yeah.
Severe diarrhea. So, yeah, you want a 4. And 5 means things are moving through you a little bit better than a 3. So, a 3 is still fine. But, 4 or 5, somewhere in there is what you want.
I know what I'm doing for the thumbnail for this episode.
Yeah. Great.
Oh, my goodness. There's a whole color thing, too.
Oh, fun.
Brown, red, green, black, yellow. Yeah,
black is bad. That means there's
blood.
Yeah,
I can imagine. Let's see.
Or Oreos. If you're an Oreo guy like myself.
Yeah. The chocolate filled, double stuffed. Okay.
Also, if you end up eating cupcakes that are colored for the Seahawks, yeah. Just know.
Gotta love that green icing. That.
Yeah. Anyway, please.
Let's see. Brown poop is typically some shade of brown. Wow, very specific. Thank you, Cleveland Clinic, for all of this. Red could mean rectal bleeding or inflammatory bowel disease. Green may indicate bacterial infection or irritable bowel syndrome. Is what
incorrect.
It says.
It means Seahawks cupcakes.
It means Seahawks cupcakes.
Or donuts.
Or donuts. Black could point to upper digestive bleeding and or taking iron supplements.
Okay.
Or very deep purple, Kate.
Say, I am Iron Man.
I am iron supplemented. Yellow may indicate, what is that word? Pancreatitis or celiac disease.
Oh, interesting.
And
I know someone with celiac disease.
Yeah. I wonder what color their poop is. We should get them on and interview them
find
about
out.
The poop. Yeah. Send a message. And gray, white, or clay colored may mean liver, bile, pancreas, or gallbladder problems.
Sounds like I got a lot of problems. Just to be clear.
You've got, what do they call that? Excitement green when they do the, or action green when they do the full green uniforms.
I prefer rave green, but sure. Tomato,
yes,
tomato.
I prefer the rave green, yes. Action green, rave green, a little bit different.
By yellow poops. There we go. Just turn that off. There's no context.
Yeah. Hey, what color is your poop?
Nope. Oh. I just said celiac disease is often recognized by yellow poops. Full thought.
Oh, man. Go further down the poop chart Google, and they've got a fairly realistic picture, which...
Brand new sentence.
We need a bell for that one, too.
Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. That's what I should say.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm done with that.
Okay. So anyway, let's be optimistic that
we can send number 3s to space.
Number 3s?
Wait, 4 type 3. Sorry.
Okay.
four brown type 3 like, or rave like, green type 3?
I was like, are we going to jizz and send it to space?
I mean, yeah.
Is that a number 3?
Maybe. What is it when you sneeze really hard and everything comes out of every end?
That's a
5.
That's being a mom. All right. Well, that's fun. bad news for humans looking to have babies in space.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now, I didn't say make babies. That's the important differentiator here, okay? I just said have babies.
Yeah, what was the term that they used in that one article, raging erections?
What? That's awesome. leave it to the Chinese, of course.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're way busier doing... Listen, I'm not talking about their ethics, okay? Because I don't know about that. But they're doing awesome stuff, okay?
They're doing so much cool stuff. Have you ever smoked Chinese cigarettes?
No, I would absolutely have done that, though, when I was younger, because that sounds amazing. I can't smoke now, but it's yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get you smoking Chinese.
No, please do not do that. That's an awful thing to say.
They're not addictive. They're good for
you. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's sure.
They're so much better than American cigarettes.
No, those are just normal scabs. That's not herpes. Like, oh, okay.
See, you get it.
Okay, good. Anyway, reproduction is a difficult lift as sperm, egg, and embryo cells are affected by both microgravity of space and the radiation specifically that blasts us from the sun. For anyone who doesn't know, the atmosphere keeps us safer down here on the planet from the sun's rays.
Unless you're Superman, white sun, white star.
But then you got to think in time, though, we can overcome the radiation problem, right?
Overcome?
Like it's possible, right? Like we'll come up with some sort of shielding to keep us from getting irradiated in space. That's like,
it's like one of those little fireman blankets or something. Has anybody tried that?
The silver ones, the crinkly ones. That's just probably all it takes. You're right, see, that's probably
just
it.
Wrap your.
I got an idea. Type 3 poops. Like just an Adobe over the spacecraft. Like that since May. What if that was it? Wouldn't that be incredible?
I mean, listen, the people who were here before us, colonizers, have done amazing things with the natural parts of Earth.
Yeah, see?
The shelters of the desert Southwest are all we need shot into space.
So, yeah, and the gravity part, though, like, we could do the, what is it called? The hamster wheel?
Yeah.
Like a big hamster wheel in space. You think we could get the gravity right to make space babies, right?
I don't understand how the gravity doesn't work. They just get, their stupid little male tadpole brains get lost.
Yeah, it must be, like, what do you think swimming is like in space? Is that possible?
I'm just trying to think, is it like penguins when they don't have a pole? To navigate with?
Stripper penguins just don't know.
Oh, I would pay to see that.
Yeah, obviously.
This is what we need AI for. Yeah, I'm gonna use a year of drinkable water to make that.
Could you get on that while I'm doing this, please? Penguin stripper on a pole. You're gonna need to go to Grok for sure, because I don't know if the other ones are gonna let you do that, but let the one that'll let you say racist stuff do it. I'm sure they'll
let you. Perfect.
Oh, dude. Penguin strippers is so funny. Okay, anyway. Apparently the eggs and like the attaching, I think was one of it, and the sperm finding the target was another thing, and then the development that they go through is affected by it. Again, though, giant hamster wheel, what are those called? What do they call that? It's like a
centrifugal force. We know it's centrifugal force that does the gravity, or essentially makes up.
The word's not helix, it's something like that. What do you call
gravy not using a Google? He used all his Googles on poop.
Shape. Space gravity shape, is that what it is?
It's a big old circle.
No, I want an artificial space gravity. Space artificial
magnetic boots.
Gravity. Like a torus. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. And so the further you get towards the outside and the bigger the surface, then the better it works out, because it forces you out like on the like the tilt-a-whirl or whatever. You're constantly pushed that way. So if you make it real big, then you could walk along the surface, which would be the outer edge of the tilt-a-whirl. You would be walking on that. And so so I feel like I feel getting the resources together to build this stuff is the hardest part, but I think we can overcome both of those things. I feel like the radiation is really a cop out. I think it's harder to make.
We get the radiation inside the vehicles too.
You need a magnetosphere to help let the radiation to shield you from the radiation. Like you could, I guess, if you made everything out of lead. it wouldn't, right?
Cool, perfect, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, like, but very light lead.
Very light lead. Yeah. We'll only have to we'll have to spend, you know, $16,000 more dollars to launch our suits into space. $16,000 on a lead condom.
Do you think that we've talked about this ad nauseum? I get it, but do you think, who do you think's more likely to have banged in space, the Russians or the Chinese?
Oh man, the Chinese. See, people underestimate the Chinese. Russians would have done it just like in spite of the rules. Chinese would have done it for the experiment to figure stuff out. That's my qualification there.
I think the Chinese are figuring out how the West is filthy. It's starting to be filthy like us. Not that they weren't filthy in their own way before, but I think they're probably going to catch up.
I keep Googling like space hamster wheel, and I'm getting stuff from Exotic Nutrition Moon Runner. Like a giant, there's like giant hamster wheels for people. Ew.
Oh, ew. That's awful.
Yeah.
Who am I, gravy working out? Like, ooh.
Get a treadmill.
Oh, that sounds awful. Treadmills are the worst. Ugh. Living is the worst.
Hamster wheel gravity space program forums?
Great.
Hmm.
Hey, tell you what.
Yeah.
When we come back, let's do this week in dreams.
Okay.
I got more China. You ready for that?
Hell yeah.
The Chinese, who, again, I'm sure, like, I was taught to hate the Chinese, and then, like, every time I talk about them, someone always gets mad at me, and they're like, you know that they XYZ, and I'm like, ah.
Well, that's all the propaganda from growing up.
Yeah, they're probably also terrible, to be fair. Like, they're humans, and humans, like, by default, are kind of
garbage. That's also because we know us.
Mm.
We're terrible. They might be great, and because they are great, we're like, nah, screw them.
Make it worse.
Yeah, make it worse.
We're coming, China.
We're coming.
Yeah, so they figured out that people falling in love with AI is not going to go well for them. And they're
they figured that out?
See, yeah,
they're already smarter than us.
They figured out that, like, we shouldn't let that be just, like, blindly running. I was reading a post on the Futurology subreddit today about AI tools cannot excessively cater to users, induce emotional dependence or addiction, or damage users' real interpersonal relationships. Companies must now build in instant exit options, have regular reminders the AI is not real, and limits on long-term emotional memory, how long the AI itself can keep memories to call upon so it can't continue to manipulate you.
Wow.
They need regular reminders that the AI is not real, and limits on long-term emotional memory. I said, okay, study and work tools are exempt, which I think is hilarious, because then you just make, like, sexy
this is math my work. Teacher,
and I'm like, well. And, like, I think that would be brilliant, though, because if they had, like, you know, sexy AI math bot, and then, like, it also told you to...
I'd be so much better at math.
...joink it, then, like, you'd be like... Imagine if that was the only way you could get a BS AI relationship, was if it taught you to be like a rocket scientist. And that's how they get all their space up. That's how we get a space Taurus with gravity.
It's Project Hail Mary.
Dude, this is, God, China's rad.
See?
Yeah, if they do what we say, listen, if China would follow our ideas, they would be the coolest.
I'm pretty sure we are China.
ByteDance, Alibaba, and Tencent chose to suspend their AI companion features entirely rather than comply. Whatever that tells you, I don't know.
we're not gonna erase memories. We're not gonna make these any less sexy. We're just gonna get rid of them. Nobody wants the non-sexy ones.
This question that people are posing is, will China use the same sorts of laws now that humanoid robots are on the horizon? Again,
nope.
We recently have talked about this, but man, I just really want to kick a robot so bad. I just want to karate kick a robot's head right off.
I was thinking about you doing that earlier today.
I saw a video of two robots fighting and one robot kicked the other robot's head off. And yeah. I was like, this is so awesome.
And then it did a little, the little tiny shimmy dance.
Yes. This is the little Trump dance. Like,
yeah.
This is the, that's the robot future I'm like ready for.
I am
like,
here for that. Yes. I fully support that.
That is the, what was the name of the battle bots? That's yeah, the battle bots I want. I want to, yes. It's like Robot Jocks, my favorite terrible movie.
Oh, and so good.
Battle bots combined. Like, I want a robot fighting machine that has a chainsaw that like tries to murder the other robot. A real thing from Robot Jocks. I like want that to happen.
We need that. I think as, not just as Americans, but after the World Cup, as a planet.
Absolutely.
We need that. We need something like that to bring people back together. Because now that the World Cup's gone, I don't feel that same community and unity.
No, I'm back to hating every other country with a
chainsaw dick.
Yeah, yeah, chainsaw dick. It's time for that, for sure. I want to see some other countries chainsaw dick to death. Like, for sure. I don't actually want that. But I do want to see robots fighting each other. Kung Fu style.
Yeah, at least that point. That's all I want to see.
I mean, and then like let people gamble on it. It'll be totally fixed.
There you go.
Because they're robots or whatever. But like
each country could have a representative.
Did you see that guy that in the Trump administration that was in charge of doing the teleprompters, and he got busted for like betting on the, I won't say the name of it, please don't also, because they are an advertiser or whatever, but betting on one of these like prediction markets.
Yeah.
And then like, he had the information of what the president was going to say. And he was like, I bet you this will happen. And people were like,
Nuh-uh.
And then he was like, oh, I made hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I was going to say, I made $160,000 in 4 minutes.
I think he was removed or fired or sent to Guatemala or something like that. But I'm sure he'll be back as like the secretary of,
oh yeah, you know, transportation
or something. Like, you know, like all this, some totally unrelated corruption ready chamber of government.
I bet you we do get high speed trains. Not in this country. Boom. $17 billion.
It's there we go. Anyway, yeah. China again ahead of the curve with both the robot fighting and the not letting people fall in love with AI unless it's a math teacher, which case.
But hey, we had chainsaw dicks first.
Technically, the Federation had it first.
Which federation was that?
The Russians.
I
crush you dead. What was his name? What's the Russian guy's name? Isn't that the bad guy? He goes, Achilles!
This is all
Robot Jocks. If you haven't seen it, it's the worst.
No, and it's great.
And I'm sorry in advance that you're going to love it so much. It's so, so good. Gravy, Google the bad guy's name from Robot Jocks, please. I need to know this. This is just for my own. Forever.
It is Achilles, isn't it?
No, that's the good guy. My Facebook, I had Alexander's his name.
Alexander.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Forever, I had on my Facebook as my the top thing or whatever, the two fists from it hitting each other, bumping fists. And like, you look at it and it's just like RCA cables plugged in.
That's not the future.
But it's mech fighting. And like, what would be cooler than like, I would 100% support mech suit fighting.
Oh my god. You know what somebody said to me earlier today?
Let's fucking mech suit fight, Siege.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, yes. And that's awesome. Something that somebody said to me just now. Somebody said that mech suits are like fur suits for adolescent boys.
46-year-old man. Okay, I'm right here being like, yeah, screw you. I want a mech suit right now.
So we get, you know what would also, we could do in tandem mech suit fighting and furry fighting.
I'm going to stick to mech suits because I just thought about how you could dock them together and do weird sex stuff with them. And that would be hilarious too.
You can do that with fur suits too, man.
No, but I want a mech suit. You don't, that's not the point. I don't want a fur suit. You know how hot it is right now? I want a mech suit.
AC, you do get AC in a mech suit.
Yeah, obviously. And like probably the ability to fly to space where I can take my turds.
Would you change your name? Would you be like Tex Conway?
Oh, dude, first of all, that's not going to happen. I'm no part of Tex is going to be part of me, despite my sweet
New Mex Conway.
We'd be in. Despite me buying a Stetson hat, Texas suck it. All right. That's a, but New Mexico way.
I like that.
Dude, this is so cool. I want to go to space in a robot suit and take my poops. Like, it's just like.
take your poops in space and or bring them with you.
Our poops. Okay.
Our poops. Take our poops. I want to know what we'd have to package them in.
Dude, if we support China, will they make this for us? Because
I'm about ready to move.
Yeah. I'm about ready to say that. I don't know what the hell they say goodbye in China, to be honest with you. I know.
Can I pet your cat?
Yeah, that's the one. I don't really know how to say actually anything in Chinese. I feel like the technology is going to be there to translate by the time I get there, probably.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Is China going to beat Japan to the mech suit?
I wouldn't be surprised if China already has a mech suit.
China's got 1.8 billion people.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
The chances that they're going to have a mech suit first are way higher. Gravy with the GIF in the chat with those RCA cables. I kill you. Oh,
yes.
I crush you dead. Nobody has seen this movie, and I just keep yelling about it. And, like, that's not
man, good. You look at those, and you realize that the original Nintendo Power Glove was probably more high tech.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they also had Nintendo budget for that. This had, you know, B movie, late 80s budget.
Did we even consider that like B movie?
C movie? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Everybody, you have an assignment. Go and watch Robot Jocks.
Is that going to be our first watch along?
Oh,
please. We need to call Brandon, get him on the schedule right now.
He doesn't know. Yeah, if he wants or whatever, but we'll be fine without him.
Okay.
I like. See, the problem, he hasn't seen it, though, is the thing. And so that would be really good.
I know.
Here's the thing. Is that we would have to. We're working out logistics right now. Riverside is going to tell me that this part is sounds like behind the scenes.
This
talk
is not for your podcast. Yes, it is. This is what people like.
Exactly. This is ADD at its finest, everybody. We would need one person to be in control of playback to be able to like stop and start it. So we'd have to like stream it where all of us were watching a feed. So that way.
Do it right in here.
Yeah, exactly. And then we would. The problem is how do people find this film to watch along or whatever? And I'm not going to say anything. I'm sure there's a way, but I'm just going to leave it at that. Maybe there's a link that we accidentally put out or, you know, maybe somebody, not us.
Maybe it's just out there for free. Let me see. Robot.
Oh.
Jocks. Yeah, well, I just spelled that wrong. I put robot KOX, not JOX. Well, totally different movie,
like
guys.
Korean robot. It's like,
there's chainsaws. Oh, it's free on YouTube, free on Pluto TV, free on Tubi. It's, you know, wherever you want, you can totally stream this movie.
We're doing this, dude.
Yes.
We're watching Robot Jocks. It's going to be incredible. Oh, I can't wait. This is our first
one. I'm extremely excited about this.
I have a chainsaw erection.
I love it.
Okay. I had to write chainsaw erection. Sorry. Gravy sent us like a China's real transformer mech or whatever. I feel like we're close. That's like a robot suit that can stomp around and stuff.
Yeah, but this is like a street level mech.
I need Voltron level technology is what I'm saying. Can you imagine if the four of us had our own?
I was just about to say, as soon as you said it.
What do you call that when like you have a mech that is comprised of smaller mech?
Voltron. I don't think of it any other way except for that. And then you see it on Power Rangers. But even then I was like, that's rip off Voltron. Cause Voltron is the best. Not came first, is the best.
Voltron. I wish Package Man for Real was still around. Remember that guy?
Oh, God.
OG listener of whatever. Voltron Defender of the Universe, 1984. What is that? What do you call when you get a bunch of mech that combine together? Like, what do you even call, like, the Destructicons, like, when they get together?
I don't even know. I don't think, is there a term for that? It's just bigger mech?
Like Mega Mech, something like that?
Something like that. Mecha Mech.
Someone knows this and they're like, God damn it! Just
yeah, somebody's yelling at us. Hey, you know what? Call the guys from Cybefest Northwest.
Oh my God. Mike, if you're hearing this, please get back to us. I think Gravy might have an answer. He looks like he's got an answer. Gravy?
It's called a Combiner Mecha.
Okay.
Or a Gestalt, depending on where you're from.
Gestapo.
Yeah.
Ooh, is that Russian?
No, Gestalt is German.
It's a term in Transformers, actually. Gestalt was from Transformers and Voltron. They have individuals. But Megazords is also something from
the
Zords. Power Rangers. Those are all considered Combiner Mecha.
How about Destructicons? What's the thing called? What's its name when it comes together? Damn, dude. I used to, like, Mike Seibert from...
Yes. Cybefest Northwest.
Yeah, he's going to be real mad at me. Gravy's on that. Okay, I'll let that. What is it? I should know this. That was the best, is when they'd all get together, like, and form one giant... And, like, did the Dinobots form into a mega whatever Zord?
I think the Dinobots did, too, yes.
Talk about Devastator?
Devastator.
Yes. There
we are. Yeah. Thank you. I feel so dumb for having
I'm very dumb when it comes to Transformers as much as I like them.
I only care about Transformers the 80s series.
Yeah, I was going to say I was even poor back then, so I had GoBots.
Oh, well, yeah, my parents wouldn't buy me them. That's for sure. I think I had one Dinobot, and that was my whole collection of Transformers or whatever. But like the cartoon was life.
Oh yeah,
Transformers is life for sure. Okay, well, we should do one last thing to entice the people.
Ooh,
the most expensive skeleton fossil, a T-Rex skeleton named Gus, became the most expensive fossil ever auctioned last week. The previous top spot was held by a partial Stegosaurus fossil at $45 million, but Gus blew right by it. Do you already know the answer to this, Siege?
I do not. I do not. But what do you think? I remember watching part of the auction.
What do you think the top price was for Gus, the T-Rex skeleton?
Man, I'm 69. Once you get up into those numbers, like, I have no idea how to fathom that. But I mean, because if it was me with unlimited funds, I would easily drop $1 billion for T-Rex skeleton. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's insane. And then I would buy the naming rights to T-Mobile Park, like I've discussed many times publicly.
Oh, hell yes.
I would change it to Tyrannosaurus Field, and then I would have a screaming dinosaur in the outfield that randomly, not when something happened naturally, but just to scare the bejesus out of children, it would just start roaring.
Oh, my God.
Players, I don't care if I screw up your pitch count. I own it. I don't give a crap.
What if your T-Rex was mobile?
Great. What if it was a mech?
T-Rex mobile.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, that's terrible.
T-Mobile Rex.
T-Mobile Rex.
There we are.
You'd be magenta.
Never mind. I take it back. I'm fine with T-Mobile Park. They've done a nice job. Everything's great. But I want to be the... I don't want people to have to deal with corporate sponsors. I just want it to be like, welcome back to Tyrannosaurus Stadium. I want announcers to have to say that.
Because like an actual Tyrannosaurus lives there, but it's dead.
Listen here, billionaires, you dicks. Start using your money to name stuff cool. Instead of making money off of it, name stuff cool.
You Even really think people are... buying stuff because you name a stadium? No.
Like, even if it was called Bezos Field, I'm not into that, really. But it would be awesome to just have it named, like, Lambo is cool that it's still that, you know? Like, it's,
If it was called Gerg's Grass Patch, I would be going there the same amount as if it was T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And I would still be a T-Mobile subscriber.
Yeah. Which you are,
I'm not going to change it. I'm not changing something basing on the name of my stadium. The World Cup had it right.
That's kind of weirdly, like, they went about it in a really stupid way by not just covering up Lumen Field, just by leaving Field there. Why could Like, how does FIFA not have the money to change the sign to like hang something up that's like says?
Well, they were putting it. They were putting it on the cities. Everything within a certain range of the field.
Tomozawa! Is that the guy who like did the 2020 Seattle 2026 yeah. or whatever?
Yes. Damn him. Well, he, don't damn him.
He walked by us at the game. He walked by us at the game the other day, and like he was like it was like photo ops, and so he was saying hi to fans or whatever that weren't trying to say hi to him. Very
funny. Hello, hello. They're like, who's this guy?
I was already sitting down, don't worry. I was already like, this sucks. Anyway, most expensive ever complete T-Rex skeleton went for $50.1 million.
That does not surprise me in the least.
That's surprised incredible. Me is the person that they chose at Sotheby's to be the auctioneer. This person,
oh, yeah. Like, oh, just, my God.
She was like me, like, at the Sounders match, just, like, leaning on the, like, railing, being like, does anyone else want to bid? I cannot be bothered. That sucks.
Literally my first comment when I was watching this. I was like, this is who you got to be your auctioneer. I was like, there's, like, no energy. This is kind of a, all right, this person over here is $10 million. This person over here,
yeah, do I have 11, yeah. I guess, or not? Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with 10. Oh, you got 11? Okay.
Did you see Jurassic World 2? Oh, wait.
Has Christina a film?
Jurassic World 2.
No! Why would I see that?
Well, they got that one weird little guy who's in all those movies. He's always a creepy scientist or an evil auctioneer. But he was an evil auctioneer. And he auctioned off dinosaurs. Evil dinosaurs. I would have liked to see that guy. Gravy knows who I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd recognize him as soon as you saw him.
Guys, I quit with the Jurassic Park franchise after Jurassic Park 2 when the Tyrannosaurus gets to the mainland, which was awesome. Yeah.
Was that 2?
Probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was good because it was already like the main people weren't coming back. And then when they added Chris Pratt to it, I was like, well, peace, I'm out.
Well, I mean, as soon as they added Bryce Dallas Howard, I was back in.
Back in!
Oh, man.
Was they let I her back get in. Thick.
Yes, yes.
Not that, yes. Not that it's their choice, but like she said, screw you, I'm getting thick. And there.
And like, thank God she did.
Yeah, You know my preference. Anyway, congrats to the anonymous bidder who now owns this 12-foot-tall, 38-foot-long beauty. Gravy, just with a nod, is that about the size of a school bus? 12 by 38?
Feels is it the like Oscar it Mayer Wienermobile?
Oh, that's awesome. If you could put a Tyrannosaurus riding an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
If you could have a Tyrannosaurus driving an Oscar Mayer wiener,
I want it riding like wee-haw!
Put a saddle on it.
Yeah, yeah. It's riding a hot dog. That's so good. Oh, around Tyrannosaurus Stadium.
See, this is why we're not going to have any available drinking water.
I
can't stop now.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, it's like. At least we're not running data. Well, we're using them, I guess. Yeah. Did you know that there's a guy, maybe not anymore, there was a family at one point on Lake Washington. You could take a boat around Lake Washington, and on the Bellevue side, the east side, there's a person who has a Tyrannosaurus skeleton in their living room that
what?
You can see from the water. And the hope is that it's not another one of those ding-dongs that gets this, that it's somebody who wants to donate it to, like, a scientific institution so they can learn and teach and explore more about the Tyrannosaur. It's named Gus because it was found on a ranch, and the owner, I don't know his name, let's call him Augustus, went by Gus, and he died in the digging of this thing, so they decided to call it Gus in his honor. And, yeah.
So, wait a second. The people who owned the ranch owned it? See, I have no idea how that works. How, like, I can auction off this dinosaur's fossil.
Yeah, it must be.
Because, like, I'm like, because as far as I was concerned, I was like, this is something that was a museum. And they were just like, we're making more space, so we're going to get rid of this dinosaur. This is to a rich person.
I would imagine that's how it goes, because I imagine that, like, especially in those states, it's like, I find it, you're going to get it. pried away from me with my cold dead hands or whatever. They probably lease it out to like universities to come in and do the digging, and then they have like a rights share or something like that.
Gotcha.
That happens or something. I can only imagine, because that's like where the tyrannosaurs were. That's like that South Dakota or North Dakota area, wherever they found it, is kind of like the prime stomping ground of fighting these things. And so someone like must know
when
that.
When Sam Neill was alive.
Oh, man. What a bummer. Okay. Well, that about does it.
good to end it on such a happy note.
Go on a good note. It's time for What Did We Learn This Week? A.K.A. I almost said This Week in Film. That's not what I just, literally almost. What is it? Too long
this
didn't
week
listen.
In Taco Bell.
Oh, man. I could make a run for the border right now. Whatever. Gravy. Welcome.
Yeah. Well, Brandon, he's out hiking the hills of Spokane hunting for a short-necked Jimothy turkey. Ooh. That's what he's going for right now.
Maybe he's out trying to dig up a Pachycephalosaurus skeleton to sell.
Whatever he finds, I hope it's Brandon's version.
Oh, man, it just has gigantic truck nuts on it.
And then from Florida, Siege will be launching weird colored poops into space at a discount, or for free if you let them watch. And then Greg is training a crew of space stripper penguins to allow them to bang centrifugally in space.
Hell yeah.
Now I'm penguins?
No, they're spinning it for you while you get that action going. They're there to on the pole doing the spinning.
They create the gravity for you to take advantage of.
They are my space tourists. Okay, that's great.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!